So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlett. Question on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Mr. Cole.
I don't know what he's up to, Mike.
That's a yes.
Hardly know him.
You vote yes, come back and say
yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now back in.
Folks, I have no idea what that man's doing under the table.
In session for public hearings.
Getting anywhere near him.
The charger's unplugged. Just hold on.
I'll wait till he's up on 2 feet.
I want you to do that too.
Be prepared back there. It's a constable. We need any help up here.
Mr. Moore, we're back in session. You had it.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read the rules of procedure for council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there's more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, our first hearing today is conditional use number 2119. On behalf of Chad Hayes, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for automotive sales with minor repair and contractor office with storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.909 acres, more or less, located on the north side of Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 812 feet east of Sand Hill Road. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 40. The 911 address is 22091 Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Georgetown. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 8th. At that time, there were a number of items introduced into the record. This was also noted that there was a previous conditional use on the property for go-kart with their repairs and the contractor storage office with storage, and they're looking to change that with this application. At their March 22nd meeting, the Planning Commission recommended approval with reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through J. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, the applicant, Mr. Hayes. If you'll just explain to council what you're planning to do and which why you think they should pass this.
Basically, we've had a go-kart business there for the past 14 or 15 years.
Excuse me. First, be sure and give us your full name and address.
Yeah, Chad Hayes. You want the address?
Yes, please.
22091 Lewis Georgetown Highway. And basically, we've had a go-kart shop there for the past 15 years, and the go-karts just kind of dying off. The business is not real well anymore.
That's sad.
Yeah. So we want to switch over and just sell cars instead of go-karts.
Now, was there a conditional use there for the go-kart operation?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's it was previously for go-kart repairs, and the contractor's office was storage. So now they're looking at automobile sales with some minor repairs, and they want to keep the contractor office with storage. So we just included that in with this ordinance as well, okay. If so approved.
Mr. Hayes, would you use the same entrance that's already there on the property?
Yeah, nothing will change.
The same building?
Same building, everything, yeah.
Is there adequate parking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any questions from council? If there are no, did you have anything else to add or any witnesses?
No, the only thing was, I think the last meeting they voted on maybe putting a cap on at 12 vehicles.
I think yes.
In the passing it, but I had stated at the first meeting that, you know, it would start with like 10 and then grow from there. I think that the place has enough room to grow to at least 20 cars, so I'd just like to have that limit up so I wouldn't have an issue for the business growing in the future.
Okay, if you had the 20 cars, would there be adequate parking still on the site?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do we know that? Based on
your site, yeah.
If the conditional use is approved, they would have to come back through with a site plan, and at that time they would have to identify the parking areas for the vehicles, and that can be identified as part of the site plan. Or it would have to be identified as part of the site plan.
Right. And they can't like park these vehicles for sale up in their right of way, can they, on the road?
Correct. Vehicles for sale can have to be set back at least 25 feet.
Okay. The question, Mr. Chairman. The just from speaking for me, I don't really have a problem with the going from 12 to 20 because I don't know how you do it with 12. The concern that I have is that no junked, unregistered, permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site, right? So how are you going to determine between a car for sale? Usually a car, in my world, is not registered, right? So if it's...
You're the car man. Don't look at me.
So if you have no unregistered cars, you've got 20 of them for sale.
Right. They're all unregistered.
It's a double negative.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what the what they had come up with at the last meeting, but I don't...
I understand the intent, yeah. Right? So we don't want a bunch of junk cars.
Absolutely.
Sitting out there.
Yeah.
But there's a...
Yep.
When you say 20 and you got 12 for sale and 8 trying to get there,
mm-hmm.
Right, waiting on a... water pump or whatever.
Yep.
You know, I think it could probably be
worded differently.
I don't know.
So on F, would you then remove the word unregistered and simply say no junked or permanently inoperable vehicles? Because the word is permanently, or if they're junked.
Yeah.
Is that better?
I guess the intent that I would like to see is that if there's a car there, it's moving towards sale, or it's gotten rid of.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that your intention, too? I mean,
yeah.
you don't, in other words, I don't want cars sitting out there
right.
That you're going to rob parts off to
yeah.
fix the other
Absolutely.
19.
Yeah. That won't right? happen. That won't happen anyway, but yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So how would you...
We're not going to be doing much working on them. I basically want to buy a car that's running and just do minor things like cleaning it up and then reselling it. So we're not going to be robbing parts off of a car that's sitting around back or nothing. That's not going to happen, ever.
I don't know about that. I'm like the best parts thief there is.
To my best knowledge.
I knew how to do that.
What IG's saying, if you take that same F and took out the unregistered thing, could you word it somehow that it would no junked, permanently inoperable, or salvaged cars, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some kind of, to cover what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure what the right word would
if
be.
If the total's 20, that's okay, right? But it can't be 20 plus 10 other ones.
Right.
Right? Because then you got 30. Mm-hmm. Or if you got 10 waiting to come through the system, get detailed or whatever.
Right.
What you're saying is somehow need to be worried that the total number of vehicles,
right,
either for sale or bitten ready for sale,
not to
is
exceed
20.
Not to exceed 20.
Not to exceed or something.
Yeah, but not counting like the customer's cars.
Well, what you have on there for sale, you're getting ready to sell. Because I think what IG's point is you could have 20 there for sale, and you could have
10.
Two dozen or something back somewhere working on them getting ready for sale.
Right.
We don't want 50 cars on there.
Yeah.
We want a total of 20 in total, except the customers and yours or whatever.
You bet 10 in front.
More than 20. The front doesn't.
What you bet?
I'll sell them off the back or the front.
I just want to
We've handled this
before. So what you could do is G is no more than 20 cars shall be on the site at any one time, excluding customers and employee vehicles.
That does it much better.
Yeah. Well, customers could mean cars that are being worked on.
What, he's not requesting that, right?
The minor repairs he's indicated are pretty much cleaning, maybe washing,
I'm just making a comment.
Yeah.
Somebody can't.
Could, right?
The idea is not for somebody
Words
to drive in
meetings.
There and have their oil changed.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. So it's, no. There's no retail.
No.
It's just.
You selling
all to do. So all to do within the
only
lot.
Cars you're going to work on are ones you're selling.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, just so no maintenance and all this other for customers. Other, yeah.
Do you get a sense that the fear here is that you might go beyond what you're requesting? I think that's maybe a concern. And as long as I think, because that's not uncommon for some people to request one thing. And then what they do is something a little bit different than what's approved.
I understand.
So I think that's, so you are reassuring that that's, you're going to do exactly what you're saying and what we would perhaps agree to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think 20 cars is a fair number to be able to sell there.
Okay.
I think that's probably about right. I think I need to expand to that point to be able to make it work anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to make your money on 12.
Right. Okay. If you had nothing else to add, and if there were no more questions, you can have a seat. You can go ahead and have a seat. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. And Mr. Moore, I guess there are a couple of things that they wanted to amend. You want to read the short title.
That's
and
correct.
And then you want to do both of them together or however you
I
want.
Think it's probably better to do each
that's
separately.
That's fine.
An ordinance grant a conditional use plan in an AR1 agricultural residential district for automotive sales with minor repairs and contractor office with storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.909 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through J. And then there would be a motion to make an amendment.
Right.
And the one amendment would be to G, no more than 20 cars shall be on the site at any one time, excluding customer or employee vehicles.
So I'll make that motion, Sam?
I make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to amend
G.
Item G to read as Mr. Ward read in the public record. Questions on that? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
And I believe the next one that was desired to change was F, so it's delete the word unregistered and then insert or salvage, so it would read no junked or permanently inoperable vehicles or salvage vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site.
Okay. Make a motion, somebody. Mr. Wilson, make that motion.
Same motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlett. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I wonder why cars couldn't be parked behind the building, old cars.
Well, he could park them behind it, but they got to be ones that they're selling, and he could be working on them or something, but no more than 20 altogether.
I don't know why I couldn't put 21 out there. One more.
Well, there's got to be a number somewhere, and he's okay with 20.
Okay. If he's happy with 20, that's what I'll take.
Yep. So, Mr. Arlett, you were a yes on the amendment?
I was, yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, want to read short title?
Yes. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for automotive sales with minor repairs and contractor office with storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.909 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 5 and 6A through J as amended.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. It's Mr. Wilson's district. Mr. Wilson, you can vote first.
I vote in favor of proof.
Mr. Wilson votes in favor for the reasons stated and the conditions. Okay. Mr. Arlett.
I will vote in favor as amended.
Mr. Burton.
I vote in favor of planning and zoning's recommendation and the amended recommendation.
Cole? Yeah, I'll vote for it. I'm not so concerned about it. Well, I am. I mean, I liked what planning and zoning said about 12 cars, but it seems there's a consensus at 20, so I'll vote yes.
I also will vote yes based on the planning and zoning recommendation as we amended them. Motion carried.
Thank you. Next case.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What are we coming for?
Next case, conditional use number 2121, filed on behalf of Cheryl Webster and Keena Netkin.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural district for a tree care business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 3.9713 acres, more or less, located on the southwest side of Old Furnace Road, approximately 677 feet northwest of Middle Ford Road, the tax parcel district 331, map 6, parcel 134. The 911 address is 10404 Old Furnace Road, Seaford. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on April 12th. At that public hearing, they recommended approval for reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through H. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Isn't this already a tree?
It is an existing business.
Yeah, this was cited, I guess, for they're not conditional use there now?
There is no conditional use on the property. Staff picked it up as the property owner was putting a building on the building, and it was noticed that there was a business being run out of the building. So the property owner has come in with the conditional use.
Okay. That's been a place for a long time for a tree repair.
My understanding
service.
Is yeah. Over a couple of decades.
It's been there quite a while. Yes, it has. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the applicant here or representative? Come on up, please. Give us your full name and address, please.
Anna Nethkin, 10404 Old Furnace Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay, if you want to tell the council why you want this conditional use and give them reasons to approve.
I've had the business there 23 years. I really didn't know I was in violation until I was informed. I thought agriculture and agriculture were kind of sisters and didn't know. But we've been there 23 years. We've tried to be good neighbors. We try and keep a low profile. That's why nobody's ever noticed I've been there. we support the community. I'm president of the Seaford Kiwanis Club, and we support a lot of the fundraisers around there and everything. And I really don't have no place to go if I don't get the permit.
Okay.
Staff would also note there were several letters in support of this application.
And it has been, I mean, I've been by there forever and ever and ever. It's well kept. It's well maintained. It's not a problem in the neighborhood. And they do a lot in the community. I mean, they, Christmas time, they do a great thing with drive through, look at lights and that kind of stuff, and raise money to give that back to the community, that kind of thing. So they're good community-minded people.
So just for the record, there is sufficient entranceway to get in and out of the property?
Yes.
Okay. And there's sufficient buffering around the property to keep it from being a nuisance to neighbors?
Yes.
Okay. And you have enough parking for staff?
Yes.
Are there any other questions from council?
So why did you say he was here?
Got violated.
Because he was violated because it has no conditional use.
And what are you violated for?
Having a business.
Having a business there.
You're selling trees.
No.
No,
he,
no. I got the wrong one. No, no. I do I residential.
Said, I thought that's what you said. I
no.
No, I actually do tree work.
They do tree work. They come in and trim trees, cut trees, remove trees, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Been secret for years, so yeah.
Okay.
Will he have to seek Dowlot approval now?
Technically, yes. It's a requirement.
We had a letter from DelDOT saying that there's no conflict.
Okay. So do we have that?
Should be in the file.
It's actually got like a horseshoe driveway. You can drive and went out the other kind of.
Yeah,
thing,
just, so. I don't want you to be violated again. You know what I mean?
I don't remember. I never.
And we have the service level.
Is he comfortable with this?
Is there a sign there now?
Yes.
I guess there is. Yeah, yeah.
How big a sign do you have out there now? No. Piece of plywood?
Yeah, it's not that big.
Not even that big. Okay, so you're
2x2.
Okay, so the sign, in other words, your current signage, everything's pretty much, you're fine with the way it looks?
Yep.
Okay, so I guess, can the condition say no changes as opposed, you know, when it comes to signage and other stuff? Just.
So you're suggesting the size of the existing sign instead of the 32 square feet?
Yeah, I mean, if it's been there and it's a business in a residential neighborhood and nobody's really known it's there, but it's, he got caught up in a complaint of somebody's.
Our staff.
Our staff or somebody caught it up. Anyway.
The existing sign shall be maintained and if ever replaced with a sign of the same size.
Yeah.
Somebody that should not exceed the size of the existing sign or something. You word that, yeah.
Okay. Are there, did you have anything else to add?
Nope. That's good.
Okay.
So the only thing I could find in the file from DelDOT is the results of the service level evaluation. But he will definitely need to talk to you, and we'll work with you through the site plan process about working with the agencies to get agency approvals. Can't get you through the process, but we can get you contact information for them.
Because one of the conditions said that you have to comply with DelDOT, so
right.
Just got to do that.
Mr. Moore, are you writing up the thing for the sign?
Yes.
I'm just saying, that's...
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Anything else anybody wants to do different?
Yeah. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Yes.
Well, come on down, young man. Step right up here.
My name is Richie Thurman, 20182, Robinsonville Road. Actually, I think my hearing's next, maybe. I used to live in Seaford. I lived there for 7 years on the same road or just off of it. And if you did not know Kenna, you would have never known that he had a business running out of there. They always kept the front very clean. Never had an issue with traffic. I had to go that way to work and from work every day. And no problems with trucks pulling out on the road or anything. And I think it is great what he does with the Christmas lights. Even though we've moved to Lewis, my kids still insist every year we drive back to Seaford and at least see the Christmas lights at least once or twice. So I think it's a great thing that he does for the community. And, yeah, just in support of it.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
Close public hearings, okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree care business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 3.9713 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through H.
And you have an amendment?
I do, Mr. President. To change number B, to delete the current number B and replace it with the existing sign shall be allowed to remain. If the sign is removed, it may be replaced with a sign of the same size.
Pleasure, counsel.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. On the amendment, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Okay, Mr. Moore, next.
Okay, an ordinance, that was the only change that I heard. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree care business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 3.9713 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 5 and 6A through H as amended.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve conditional use 2121 for the reasons stated by planning and zoning and with the conditions as amended. Being that's in my district, I'll vote first. I do think the conditions make sense. He's been there for a long time. They keep the property up. It looks nice all the time. They're good neighbors, they're good community people. I'm going to vote yes motion for that. Mr. Arlette.
Yes, I too will vote in favor of per planning and zoning's recommendation, as approved.
Mr. Burton.
I vote as in favor of planning and zoning's recommendation and the amendment.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of the amendments and what planning and zoning recommended.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, same reasons.
Motion carried.
Okay, thank you.
You're back in business.
There you go.
I don't think he stopped being in business, but.
He did
Christmas. There you go.
The next case, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2122, filed on behalf of Richard Thurman, Jr. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a plant, tree, and lawn care diagnostic center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4 acres, more or less, located on the southwest side of Robinsonville Road, approximately 1,737 feet south of Kendall Road. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 88.01. The 911 address is 20182 Robinsonville Road, Lewis. Staff would note at the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing March 22nd. They deferred for further consideration at that time. At their April 12th public hearing, they did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through H. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant here, please?
He is.
My name is Richie Thurman, 20182 Robinsonville Road, and I am the president of the company. The current map that you're looking at does not show our current residence on it. If you look down to this area here is where our current house exists now. We purchased this property a couple years ago and then added the house and added the business to it. This picture also doesn't show that we've planted trees completely around the entire parcel. We do have a recommendation letter from the neighbors directly in front of us that we go around. The rest of the area right now is completely ag. The business is a plant diagnostic and treatment center, so it's a little different than different than Kenneth's business. So we don't remove trees or anything like that. What we are is, with all the new developments that are coming in, we are the company that people call when they plant on $20,000 worth of trees and they can't figure out why they can't keep them alive. We do a lot of consulting for the new communities. The last board hearing that I was in, we do a lot of the consulting where we come in, mark the trees that should be salvaged, and then show them how the trees should be saved. We're also the ones that take care of them afterwards. I started this business 4 years ago, and it has just grown to the size that it is now. If it gets much larger, I don't want it on my personal property. But as it sits right now, we keep everything contained. This is pretty much a standard in what it would normally look like in a regular day. All of the equipment and everything that we have, we either keep parked inside or we keep on the opposite side of the building so no one can see it from the road. I'm sure I could probably go 20 years with no one noticing that I'm there, but I don't want to run into that issue down the road.
Good idea.
Yeah. Besides that, we keep the property very clean. Now we have very lush green grass, and obviously that's the business that we're in.
Your property then should look good, right?
Yes, it kind of has to.
Yeah. Requirement.
Yes. Besides that, we have everything that we need to be able to run a business out of there. 80% of our business is currently in Lewis. So we're located in Lewis. Our business is in Lewis. A majority of the staff that we employ either are graduating with ag degrees or degrees in plant science or soil science.
What kind of equipment do you have?
Primarily just pickup trucks or trucks that have sprayers in them. We have a few riding equipment, a couple four-wheelers for scouting and things like that. I believe in keeping equipment inside, so that's why the size of the building.
Any other questions from council? Any questions? Did you have anything else to add?
No, sir. I don't believe so.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. I ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a plant, tree, and lawn care diagnostic center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.0 acres more or less. Reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through H.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Second motion.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve conditional use number 2122 for the reasons as stated by planning and zoning and with the conditions. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton.
My motion is would be for approval of Richard Thurman Jr. for the reasons stated by planning and zoning.
Mr. Arlette.
I too will vote in favor per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of planning and zoning recommendations.
Mr. Cole.
I'll follow suit. Yes, I'll vote for it and with the conditions.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons and recommendations and conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you. The next case, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1847, filed on behalf of Winsford Ray Hutchins Sr. and Josephine C. Hutchins. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.09 acres, more or less, located on the west side of Sussex Highway Route 13, approximately 412 feet north of Boyce Road. The tax map is District 132, Map 12, Parcel 102.01. The 911 address is 28506. Sussex Highway, Laurel. Staff note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 8th. At that time, they recommended approval for reasons 1 through 7. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, does the applicant like to come forward? Give us your name and address.
My name is Josephine Hutchins, and the address is 28506 Sussex Highway, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
Okay.
And what my husband and I are trying to do is either be able to have help. He has run a little bicycle shop for about 10 years now, and he's becoming more and more disabled. And one thing he was able to do was use his hands and stand all day on concrete, which he cannot do anymore. So it's always just been myself and him, and our son would stop in and help out. But we've never had an employee or anything. So We tried to put our house, we did put our house up for sale back in August, the summer of August. And we didn't stay up for sale too long because everybody wanted to, you know, use the buildings and stuff to run a business. And we were not commercial, we were residential and agriculture. And we had tried to get licensed and things like that, but it wasn't required of us. So right now we're sort of caught between a rock and a hard place. People that want the house want it to be commercial because it's been run commercial for a while. And if we stay there and can't sell, we are going to have hard help. And we've never had an employee, but we will have to go to employees. Therefore, we will have to be commercial. Either way, we wind up being able to go, and we don't know for sure right now. Our son has just gotten his real estate license and was thinking of maybe having a little office there at the house. Part-time, I guess.
Sure.
And so we're just, like I said, caught between a rock and a hard place. He cannot do it anymore. I sure can't do it. So we would like to go commercial and either stay there and hire employees or put the house back up for sale again.
Okay. But you've certainly had a bicycle, I won't call it, repair shop there for a long time.
Yes. And
a long time.
He's retired from Giant Food.
I'm going to still keep selling bicycles. I just can't work on them for
sure.
Other people. That's what's killing me.
I understand. Nobody's been up.
There's nobody else around to do it. No. So
that place has been there for a long time, is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Yeah, we've been there about 10 years.
Mike's looking for a job. Can you hurry?
No, I'm not. I ride by them every day. I know where it is. I'm like,
he rides by, but not on a bike.
Yeah, I need a three-wheeler for sure if I'm going to ride one. Right, Robin?
Yes. Any questions from council? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I guess that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here today that'd like to speak in favor of the application?
You can go ahead.
Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.09 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. To grant change of zone 1847 for the reasons listed by planning and zoning. It's in my district too. I certainly understand your dilemma, and certainly being on Route 13 across the road from you, everything is commercial. Commercial should be on Route 13 in my opinion. So certainly I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and their reasons. I will vote yes. Mr. Arlette.
Yeah, I too, I agree. I will concur. So therefore, yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Burton?
I vote in favor of planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Wilson?
I'm in favor of planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Cole?
That is alternate 13, isn't it?
It's on 13.
On
Route 13. No, Route 13.
Yeah,
right on Route 13. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes also. I think it's had a history of commercial use for many years, and commercial is directly across the highway, for a large parcel on that side. And if this is an appropriate location for commercial development.
But the change of zone 1847 is passed. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson.
Third.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. We'll now adjourn.
Ready.